When you leave a tip at a restaurant, who gets the money? Is it shared equally among waitstaff and so-called back-of-house workers? We asked Clayton Kumita, President and CEO of the Hawaii's Employers Council, to explain how tip pooling works today and to explain why the council wants the rules that govern tip pooling changed.
Right now, well, there's different kinds of tip pools. There's a tip pool where you just have the wait staff and the busboys, the front of the house staff, the customer-facing people participate. They'll pool their tips. There's also a tip pool where you involve the kitchen staff, the what they call the back of the house staff. So that would be the cooks, dishwashers, expediters, people like that. Mm-hmm. So right now, under the current rules, Federal Department of Labor has said you can't have a tip pool that includes the back of the house staff.
Yeah.
You can only have a tip pool that includes the customer-facing front-of-the-house staff.
Which creates quite an income disparity for front-of-the-house, back-of-the-house.
Oh, it certainly does. The back-of-the-house makes a lot less than the front-of-the-house staff.
So the Department of Labor has asked the public to weigh in on whether or not they'd like to see that provision changed. Is that right?
That's correct. They're looking for comments from restaurants, looking for comments from employees.
What kind of comments are they getting?
Well, I think... from the employer side, what the employers, the restaurants are in favor of it. So what this rule really does is it takes us back to the state of affairs, state of the law that existed before 2011 when the new rules came out. And those rules are what the Department of Labor is proposing to take back, rescind. And back before 2011, you could run a tip pool where you could ask your employees to tip out the front of the house staff, ask the front of the house staff to tip out to the back of the house staff. So everybody would be happier. There'd be more morale. There's a sense of teamwork. And the idea is that everybody who contributes to the restaurant experience, you know, participates in the bounty from the customer's tips. And I think restaurants would like to see that. From the employee side, I think a lot of employees, at least front of the house staff, really believe that it's fair to tip out the back of the house staff, because if the food is cold, if the dishes are dirty, they're not going to get a good tip.
Sure.
A lot of groups, particularly employee unions, those kinds of things, they're saying that, well, they're against it because there's a possibility that employer may confiscate or take some of the tips that the employees are getting and pocket them rather than redistributing them to the back of the house staff.
How would they go about doing that?
Well, it's kind of complicated. Under the regulations, if I could give a brief history of the regulations,
please.
I think that would be helpful. So before 2011, there was no regulation that limited who could participate in a tip pool except where the employer is taking the federal tip credit. And what the tip credit is it allows an employer to pay less than the minimum wage so long as the employee receives enough in tips to bring them up to at least the minimum wage or above the minimum wage. So what the federal law said was if you tick, as an employer, a tip credit, paid your employee less than the federal minimum wage, then what you had to do was allow the employee to keep all of the tips, allow the employees to keep all of the tips, except that you could run a tip pool that included only front-of-the-house staff, so only the wait staff, the bussers, the bartenders.
So that's where the distinction front-of-the-house, back-of-the-house came in.
Right.
Through a federal regulation.
Through a federal regulation. It wasn't the statute. The Department of Labor believed that the Department of Labor actually went beyond what the statute said in limiting who could participate in a tip pool regardless of whether you took the tip credit. So the reason it's a little complicated is in Hawaii, we can't take the federal tip credit. In Hawaii, we have to pay a minimum wage of $10.10. There is a state tip credit, but in order to take the state tip credit, you can pay 75 cents less than the $10.10 minimum wage so long as your employees are receiving at least $7.75 per hour in tips. So you pay $9.35 instead of $10.10, but your employee has to make at least $7.75 per hour in tips in order for you to take that 75 cent tip credit.
That is complicated.
Yeah. Yes.
At the same time, you've got a situation where that a lot of people would like to see change in Hawaii, right?
I believe so. I think for the restaurant community, the hospitality industry, they'd like to be able to reward their back of the house staff. And again, it's because everybody usually contributes to the dining experience.
Well, the somewhat convoluted way that the federal regulation came about sounds as if it was not designed to be punitive toward the back of the house, but it sort of came out that way. Is that a fair description?
I think it is. I think the Department of Labor was really trying to limit the ability of employers to control how tips are distributed, and it ended up being punitive towards the back of the house staff.
But it didn't come really from the restaurant associations, restaurant managers. They didn't really look to make that distinction. It was part of a federal regulation. That's the way I'm
right.
interpreting
well,
it.
Well, again, this is the causal relationship is kind of complicated. What happened was there was a suit that the Ninth Circuit decided in 2010 called Cumbie versus Woody Woo.
Uh-huh.
That involved a waitress, Misty Wu, who worked. Misty Cumbie, who worked at an Oregon restaurant, and in Oregon you can't take a tip credit. So she was paid the full federal wage, full Oregon minimum wage, which is higher than the federal minimum. But she was required to pay out a little more than 50% of the tips she received to the back of the house staff. So at the end of her shift, all of the staff had to tip out the back of the house staff, and the employer actually made them pay out approximately more than 50%. So she filed a suit, and the Ninth Circuit heard the suit and said, well, you know, the federal tip credit statute does limit tip pools, but only if you take the federal tip credit. And if there's no federal tip credit being taken, the employer can decide to require you to tip out the back of that staff with 50% or more of your tips. There's nothing in the statute that prevents employers from doing that.
Her argument in that particular case being, hey, it's my money, it was put in my hand, now you're taking it out of my hand.
Sure, yes. It's unfair. That should have been my property. I should have been able to retain it. So in response to that, the Department of Labor passed this regulation in 2011 saying no, tips are the property of the employee, regardless of whether the employer takes a federal tip credit, and you can only run a tip pool that involves the front of the house staff.
So it's really the back of the house staff and a general sort of equity among restaurant employees that's the goal here of those who are asking the Department of Labor to change the regulation.
Yes, the restaurant industry really, you know, on a national level and on a local level, really would like to be able to recognize the back of the house staff and, you know, have them participate in the customer's tips.
Clayton Kmita is the president and CEO of the Hawaii Employers Council.